Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I bet already Tyreek Hill over on receiving yards. I bet it last night. I think it was, I got to see what it's at right now. I got to see if it went up or down. I put it in at 81.5. Over 81.5 receiving yards.
Hmm.
Because he should have, remember what we talked about before the season?
100-yard games.
And how many does he have?
This year?
One or none?
None. This year, yeah.
You cannot tell me that Tyreek Hill is going to go a season without a 100-yard game. So I would submit to you, and remember he was so happy yesterday going, hey, if you've got me in fantasy, start me. We're back, baby. It's up to 83.5 now. I got it at 81.5. I'm just looking at it right now. It's 83.5. So I wasn't the only one who saw that.
Yeah. Six and a half receptions over under.
That one I paused on because I thought that was a little high. But 81.5 yards I thought was a great over under.
I think I might jump on that one even at 83.
83.5. Because it's gotta go up. It has to. Like everyone, I'm guessing you're gonna see as practice continues this week and then all of a sudden by Sunday game time, like the excitement level for Tua being back and Mike McDaniel being able to run the offense that he loves to run. I mean, this has all signs pointing to a Tyreek Hill monster game.
I'm with you. And he got to get back on top. And
why
now,
are you laughing? Because it's my same rationalization for Bam going over last night.
Because it's the exact same thing we've done all season long.
Well, like, but Tua, admittedly, Tua's is a huge variable.
I'm with you, but I need to see it. Don't you?
Well, you've seen it with Tua, though.
No, but
he was flirting with 2,000 yards last year. Like, you've seen Tua and Tyreek together.
Is it not crazy, though? I mean, it's his first game back since another scary concussion. We can talk about these guys being as confident as ever and Mike McDaniel revitalizing Tua's career and his confidence, but you don't think there's going to be a tad bit of an adjustment period for Tua to get reacclimated?
No.
To the NFL, Hawk?
No. People miss NFL games all the time.
Yeah, but not when they're literally like fencing on the ground for the second time.
He was fine when he walked off the field.
I understand what Solana's saying, though. If a guy sprains his ankle, is he as mobile as he used to be? If a guy tears up his wrist or his shoulder, like, oh, let me see if his body right. Tua said he was fine the day after the concussion.
He was fine.
Tua's been sitting around feeling great for a month and a half. So I understand what you're saying, Solana, but I think with the concussion thing, like, it's not like, I would say it's not like hurting yourself. Maybe one of the worst injuries you can have, whatever, with the CTE and all. But it's not that question of, is his body right? His body's right. He can throw. His shoulder's fine. His wrist's fine. His legs are fine.
But he doesn't want to get hit. And there's a difference between feeling fine on the couch and then putting on a helmet.
You're saying he doesn't want to get hit. Did you watch him in his press conference? He didn't seem to be affected at all by what has transpired.
Everybody's telling him, get down, slide. You can't get hit again.
And they told him that before this season. And he went out there and he did what he wanted to do.
And Solana, he already said, I released the ball fast. And we know he has one of the fastest releases in the NFL.
Like, I'm not doubting his abilities. Like, we all know what Tua is capable of. We all know what Tua, Tyreek, and Waddle are capable of when they're on the field together. I'm just saying, don't expect, just because Tua's back now, for this offense to look the way it did last year when they were clicking, when one, they haven't looked that way at all this year with or without Tua. Two, they were god-awful without Tua for 4 weeks. And now all of a sudden he's back on the field after another scary head injury. To me, putting all this pressure on Tua to go out there and make this work again right off the bat is just foolish.
I mean, they came out week one. He played, what, one preseason snap? It came out week one. He threw for over 300 yards. Like, I don't...
But did the offense look good, Hawk?
All I'm talking about is Tyreek getting over 81.5 yards receiving. Like, that doesn't seem like the offense has to put up 48 points. Like, that's a... Somebody texts in, Hawkman... you can adjust the line on yardage however you want. You can make it 50 yards. Okay, thanks, but I don't want to risk $600 to win 100. Like, you realize, Texter, you don't just pick a number out of the hat and say, that's my over-under. Like, the line is set at 81.5. If you want to buy it down to 50, you're paying a pretty good premium there. If you could just pick any number, I'd pick one.
Since I started hanging out and gambling with you, I look at games and I'll be watching a game with somebody and a non-gambler, and they'll be like, who you got? And I'm like, oh, the Bears, but they have to win by three. Why by three?
Right.
Because like, the line's 2.5, so they have to win by three or more.
Yeah, they cannot.
Why did you?
They cannot comprehend it.
Who picked that number?
Yeah.
Vegas.
Right. Like,
who in Vegas?
Why?
Huh?
Or if, like, you know, you go, what was the line? Oh, it was 2.5 on this game. Yeah, but they won by 16. I'm like, yeah, I mean, the line's not always spot on. Oh, that's terrible, though. They're like, terrible by who? Like, gambling seems to be doing pretty well. Like, the industry seems to be working. No one needs to fix it. They're making a lot of money.
And you know what?
I love when they go, you're like, you go, oh, I had Green Bay, but man, they lost in the last second. And they go, oh, that's because you'll never beat the sports books. Like, you'll never beat Vegas. And I go, you think everyone bet Green Bay? Like, half the people are betting the other team. Half the people are thrilled that there was a last minute change in the game.
I'm starting to get tired of explaining gambling to
people. I know.
I'm not going to lie.
It gets tough sometimes.
I'll just say, as somebody asked, you know, what were his numbers the last concussion? So remember, he went out week four against Cincinnati versus the Bengals. He missed two games, and then he came back. It was a Thursday night or Sunday night football game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's the Noah Igbinoghene game, by the way. And Tua in that game, 21 of 35, 261 yards, and a touchdown. The Dolphins only scored 16 points, but, I mean, those are solid numbers.
I mean, he's got, in my estimation, if he doesn't put up over 200 yards passing, something's very off in Mike McDaniel's offense. Not Tua.
Yeah.
It's not going to be Tua and, oh, he's foggy or whatever. The dude was fine walking away from that concussion that moment. He told you he did not have any lingering symptoms. He told you, I'm not wearing the Guardian cap. I'm going out there to play football. Like, if he doesn't throw for at least 200 yards, something is dramatically wrong with that offense.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's not my, like, if Tyreek and Waddle are non-existent again, there's something off in the offense.
You have everybody. Mostert's back. You have everybody.
Is Teron Armstead going to be out there?
We don't know. He didn't practice yesterday. I don't know if he practiced today. But my guess is, like, it's just veteran rest. I don't think there's any sort of injury with Teron Armstead.
All right, let's get headlines, because Don Bailey Jr. is going to join us this hour. Headlines with Solana, brought to you by Durrell Volkswagen. At Durrell Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Durrell Volkswagen.
In that first game, Backhawk, by the way, I'll just throw this out there. 4 carries, 15 yards for Tua Tagovailoa against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm not betting his overs. I looked at the rushing overs. There's one for HN, and that's it so far in the Dolphins. Tua will have a rushing prop, but I ain't betting it.
What if it's half a yard?
I ain't betting it. Because I do believe kind of what you said there, which is they've told him under no circumstance.
But I think Tua, as you're saying, with all the confidence, is thinking to himself, I'm fine. I can run if I want to.
I guarantee you. By the way, there has been a little misconception about him not wearing the Guardian cap. I don't know if you've read this week. He's wearing the safest quarterback-approved helmet that there is. I can't remember what the name is. It's a very long name. It actually has a higher concussion protection rate than a helmet with a Guardian cap. So I saw Raheem Mostert talking about it. He's like, there's been some confusion about Tua because he was very flippant with the answer, personal decision. But he's wearing the highest graded concussion helmet that is available for quarterbacks. You know, you have those different levels for each position. The helmet he's wearing has a higher protection level than a helmet with a Guardian cap.
It's going to be big as hell.
It's going to be big.
He's going to look like Jimmy Neutron.
It's the VICIS-02 Matrix ID helmet, which according to ESPN is designed for quarterbacks. It apparently is graded higher in terms of protection than other helmet models, even factoring in the new soft shell covering of a Guardian cap.
It's a little bit of a clarification there for people who thought, he doesn't care. He does.
The great gazoo. Hello, dum-dum. But back to the rushing thing. Don't run. Don't do anything. Don't get hit. And I said it. Curl up. Man covers, they take off, and nobody's open. He scatters for 4 yards.
Maybe. And runs right out of bounds.
Runs out of bounds or just slides.
But I wonder, will the rushing prop be based on what his other rushing props were this season, which was 11.5, 7.5? Like, I don't know if it'll be a half yard.
If only Skylar Thompson had just skedaddled a little bit to get a 6 damn yards in Seattle or 7 damn yards in Seattle. That bum.
Bum.
Man, his ribs hurt, man. Leave him alone.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.